Welcome to Influential Entrepreneurs, bringing you interviews with elite business leaders and experts, sharing tips and strategies for elevating your business to the next level. Here's your host, Mike Saunders.
Hello and welcome to this episode of Influential Entrepreneurs. This is Mike Saunders, the Authority Positioning Coach. Today we have with us Walt Wilson, who is a retirement strategist, and we'll be discussing key employee benefit strategies. Walt, welcome to the program.
Mike, thank you very much for having me. Appreciate the opportunity.
You're welcome. I always love learning from people that are experts in specific areas, and that's what you are. And this is a really unique topic that we're talking about, key employee benefit strategies, because I think that a lot of business owners would hear, you know, oh yeah, benefit plan, we have that, you know. And so talk a little bit about a basic, you know, benefits package that the typical business owner would have, and then how a key employee benefit strategy now takes it to the next level.
Good question, Mike. Most businesses have a key, they have a benefit program that will include retirement funding through 401ks, will have life insurance options for them, sometimes disability for them. And it's a whole benefit package that the employee can analyze and see if that's going to be a good fit for them if they would be hired. But there's one thing that's happening in today's marketplace, and that is, how do we keep these quality people here? I mean, you can offer, a five-star benefit program, including everything you can think of. But there's one thing you want to make sure is that you build loyalty with your employee. So small business owners know how important it is to retain key employees, or to reward those who are, you know, critical to a business success. So key employee benefit plans can be a great way to reward with this addition of using permanent life insurance.
Yeah,
that's what I'm talking about.
That's unique and different. And so when we dive into that, I want to learn about how that really benefits, you know, both the employee and the employer. But you mentioned a word that I want to kind of pause on, because I think it's important: loyalty. And I think that in today's business world, you know, you flip the table around and you go, hey, it costs 5 to 7 times more money to get a new client than it does to maintain the clients you have, from the business approach. But I would think that that same calculation is very similar to, it would cost a lot of money to get new employees than to retain the ones you have. So talk a little bit about the fact that this key employee benefit strategy will help retain your employees you have, and it might even work to recruit some good high quality performers as well.
I have a statistic. I usually don't use a lot of those, but I got this from the Society for Human Resource Management, Center for American Progress. It says it costs an average of 6 to 9 months' salary to replace an employee.
Wow.
That number can be higher, if as high as 213% of the salary for higher earning executives or people in your organization. So you're talking about a huge cost by having turnover.
Yeah.
If you can't retain those people and you work where there's both loyalty on both sides with the owner of the business and the people. So what can attract them? That's what is key. What makes this employer different than down the street, 5 blocks, the same employer? So it's 60%. This is another one. Harvard Business Review said 60% of business professionals believe a strong benefit package is very important in attracting and retaining quality employees, while only 38% believe a high base salary is very important. So the benefit package is the key to retaining. That if you've got a seasoned executive or person that's been very astute in benefits, they're going to understand a quality benefit package as better than their base salary, because it just adds so much value to them, to the business.
I think those numbers are staggering. I love when you can use research and statistics from, you know, reputable sources like that, and 6 to 9 months of salary, and even more if it's a high level executive. Yeah. That is nothing to sneeze at. You know, like 6 to 9 months is a chunk of change. And so if a business owner can say, listen, you know, yeah, we've got a vending machine and we have holidays off, you know, wow. What else can we use to attract and retain top quality talent? So let's dive into what actually is this key employee strategy. You mentioned it's a it's insurance. So what does that look like?
Well, it is a policy, a permanent life insurance policy that is basically benefiting the business in this very simple way. It's a simple operation. It's not complicated. It's not dealing with the government. It's cost effective. It's selective and it's flexible and it has attractiveness. So those are the things that really are important. It's usually used by small, closely held businesses, and they're seeking to attract, reward, and retain key executives. It looks at to assist key employees to meet a variety of their financial needs. So, and it basically gives them the control to pick and select who they want. With government benefit programs such as 401ks, SEPs, you have to offer it to everybody.
Yep.
With this benefit program, it is selective. It doesn't come under the same rules.
Okay.
Because it is controlled by the employee. It's their benefit, but it's paid by the employer.
And you bring up a really interesting point. If there's regulations and governmental oversight and things like that with these SEPs and 401ks and all those other things, that has to be offered to everybody. But this program you can use as an incentive, like, hey, when you produce this, or when you are with us 5 years or 10 years, or, you know, when you come on board, we're going to provide this to you. It can be selective, and that's a really great incentive.
Well, that is true. And another point to that, Mike, is that you can take, if you got a high executive, and let's say he's worked for you for a year and you see that he's really added to your bottom line, you can now offer that even after a year. But in that setup, you have the flexibility to put in where they earn like a number of years, that they had to be there 10 years, they get a portion of their cash value vested. In other words, in a permanent life insurance, you're vested, you're putting cash into the policy as well as paying for a life insurance policy. Mm-hmm. So you as an employer may not want that person to have access to that cash because they own the policy. The employee owns it. So you can put a restrictive clause.
Okay.
And that is offered through attorneys, and we help clients get that done. So that they vest and then they earn it, and it even holds them longer.
So it's kind of like back in the old days, I remember hearing golden handcuffs.
That's what it is.
It's kind of like, you know, this is such a great benefit, but you can't get it all today. You get a little piece of it when you vest this after this many years, you can. And so let's talk a little bit about something that comes to my mind when you hear these little benefits and like, oh, hey, we offer, you know, this insurance. And I think as soon as someone hears the word insurance, they think, oh, that's no benefit. You know, oh, pet insurance, you know, we're going to offer that to you or whatever. Some little nominal thing that someone wouldn't put the value in, but a cash value permanent life insurance policy. Yes, it has some death benefit and some life insurance, but talk a little bit about the benefit to the employee. Like if some employer gives this policy to employee and you hear the word cash value, what is that doing for the employee?
Here's what the keys to the employee would be. They supplements life insurance protection for their family because that death benefit will help their family.
Mm-hmm.
It supplements the retirement income because it builds the cash value within that policy. It creates wealth and for estate planning. They can access upon this agreement with the employer and the employee over a certain time. Let's say he's vested into 7 years and he gets 70% of his cash value. Well, he can use that for financial emergencies, okay? Say he has to take a leave of absence from his job and his employer has to cut down his salary. He can substitute or supplement his income from his cash value. There's all kinds of other income needs he can use from that cash value.
And, you know, let's talk about something there, because when I hear that, I am remembering back in when I was in corporate America about 12 years ago, the 401k, and you can borrow against it. And yeah, that sounds all fine and good, but then, okay, what if you don't pay it back? There's penalties. And so talk a little bit about when you say, once you're vested, you can access that. Is it actually liquid? Is there penalties? And is there little handcuffs to the employee in that realm?
That's an excellent question, Mike. I'm sure it crosses a lot of people's mind. This is a product, permanent life insurance, that is not penalized. Hmm. There's no early withdrawals. The 401k is not, remember, this is not under any government rules or regulations, so it doesn't come under anything such as paying the 10% penalty rule. Like if you're not 59 and a half, you take money out, you're going to get nailed. You don't have to pay the money back. It can come out in a loan form to you, and you will pay interest on that, but it's interest that you will recoup back through earnings from the company. It is so flexible, and you have control over it that you can pretty much do what you want. If you have a loan out and pass away, the death benefit is reduced by the amount of your loan. Hmm. That's all it is. So it's a win-win situation for the employee in reference to having the flexibility to meet their. It's just, I've seen this work so well for people in emergency situations where they just don't have to worry about being penalized, violating IRS rules or anything such as that.
You know, when you mentioned that, it makes me think of someone I talked to a few years back, and he was saying that one of the benefits he gives to his staff is every year he signs them up for a house cleaning service where the company pays to have their house cleaned once a month. And he says, you know, that's so much better than, you know, many things, because, you know, they come home after a hard week of work and then now their house is clean. And it's just an extra way for them to show they care about their employee. And nothing wrong with the cash bonuses or days off, but this is unique and different. So what you're describing here, that is the ultimate of showing care to a family, an employee's family, because it's death benefit, it's cash benefit now as you vest. I mean, there's all these things rather than just some, you know, quote unquote, jelly of the month club.
Very, very, very true. And one of the things that's back to the employer benefit is that bonus that is paid out actually comes off of his profit margin. So let's say he's trying to find ways to spend money so he doesn't pay as much of his taxes.
Okay.
He can do these bonuses. Okay. Now these bonuses have to be reasonable. You can't go out and bonus somebody that's making $100,000. You can't go out and bonus them $70,000. That's violations. You can do 10%. Most people do 10% of their annual salary. So that's a benefit to the employer right away. But it's also the taxes that are due on that payroll or that payment is also going to have to be paid by the employee. So there's another way that can be advantaged by the employer. He can include enough in the bonus to cover the taxes, so the person nets out the 10%.
Okay.
Okay.
That's a really great point, because, you know, yes, there's benefit of, you know, loyalty and retaining all of that. That's wonderful. But if there's another financial benefit, which a business owner should talk to their accountant and make sure all the benefits in, you know, how the dot all the I's across the T's. But if there's that benefit, that's a pretty big boost.
Right. And another thing I find that helps business owners to know is that some employees that are earning, let's say, over $150,000, and that's a lot, they can only save in a 401k or something like that, only about 12% or less than 12% of their salary. But they need to probably have more in retirement to have later in life. So you can set up one of these plans to fill that gap.
Once they've capped out of their traditional plans.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's a really great point. It gives flexibility to the employee because they can access it after they've vested and whatnot. Benefit to the employer because of loyalty and some benefits payroll wise and tax and things like that. But then also the employee, typically there's going to be set up for like top employees. Well, they might cap out of many of these plans after, you know, once you funded that, then what? Well, now they, once they realize that, I would feel like their allegiance to that employer is just really through the roof, because it's like, this is further caring for my personal legacy.
Exactly, Mike. That is what I like about this extra benefit to the employee. It is in control of the employee and employer. It doesn't harm them in reference to the confusion of doing the right things with these government plans and making sure you have you've got everybody covered. You can select. It's flexible. The employer can just sit down and you can work out agreements with how much vested they're going to be. I mean, and it's once the employer sees this, he's going to say, this is a great way to pay back, reward my great employees.
Yeah. And I really love that aspect of putting in those triggers and those tiers and vestings that are already baked into there, so that the employer feels protected that way. And the employee, you know, it's just the way that it is. And why are they going to look a gift horse in the mouth? It's like, wow, you're going to give me this and I vest this. Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you. So I think it really benefits both sides of that equation.
It does so very, 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 very well.
Well, I tell you, like I started off at the beginning of the conversation, Walt, you know, you hear the word benefits and, you know, employer rolls their eyes going, okay, well, what trivial little benefit, you know, can we tack on that no one's going to care about, right? You know, it'll call HR if you're interested, and nobody does. But this right here becomes almost like a cornerstone to a business's benefits package for their key, you know, bigger employees, to attract, you know, their top producers, to retain their top producers and whatnot. So I think that is just spectacular what we're talking about here today. If this has raised any question in someone's mind to say, tell me more, what is the best way that someone can reach out and connect with you?
The best way is to utilize the www.waltwilson360.com. That's where all my contact information is. You can see you can text me. You can use email. You can call. I think it's well worth the time just to get a phone call. I do complimentary phone calls to investigate. I'm not going to push product. I'm going to educate and I'm going to advocate. That's what my whole plan is for helping businesses. So that they can prosper and they can stay competitive, especially small businesses. They've got to stay competitive for these quality people. And the only way I can see that being accomplished is by benefiting these top executives or these top people with a different type of a bonus system.
Yes.
That is controlled by the employer and employee.
I love it. I agree, Walt. Anything we can do in life to stand out and provide more value to our, you know, loved ones, our employees, that's just so key. So I just think that's spectacular. So waltwilson360.com. We'll make sure that is in the show notes. And thank you so much for coming on. This has been a really interesting conversation.
Thank you so much, Mike, for hosting this. And it was it always helps me to think through these things also. So thank you for that.
You've been listening to Influential Entrepreneurs with Mike Saunders. To learn more about the resources mentioned on today's show or listen to past episodes, visit www.influentialentrepreneursradio.com.